Well, we got Diogenes at a fireside? Wow. I guess so. I'm looking through the list of people here, seeing if I notice any weird ones. Whoa, Fist Ice came? Holy crap, it's Fist Ice. I have no idea who Fist Ice is, but I bet you that dude is like, what? Wait, what? What did I do? Everyone say hi to Fist Ice in Elysium. Dude is a core member of this alliance. Shout out Fist Ice. This was like a 2000s meme, but do any of you remember Mr. Cool Ice? I'm linking the picture. If you don't remember Mr. Cool Ice, now you can learn about him. I like to imagine Mr. Cool Ice is now like a, middle-aged man. He's got a bit of a gut. He really doesn't want anyone to know about his Mr. Cool Ice tattoos. What is this idea? This better not be Pancake Cat. Okay, good. It's not Pancake Cat, at least. It's some weeb stuff, but it's not Pancake Cat. Brisk, are you self-promoting in Elysium during the fireside? Great. All right, let's start it off. So a lot of drama, so much drama in the LBC this week, guys. We had space drama. You guys might have seen if you've been watching the Reddits. You've been watching some people in Horde quit their jobs. Horde going through a bit of a cultural revolution, maybe not. It seems like they can't figure out exactly what their policy is. But it has been pretty interesting to watch. We have also gone through our own set of drama, and we've introduced a lot of systems to address that, such as the beekeepers. It's hard, like many of us started playing this game when the stuff that we could say was totally, you say whatever you want, basically. And people took advantage of that and they said some horrible things. Other people have joined a lot more recently, and it's like, well, wait, what's going on here? The important thing is that we want to make a place that's like comfortable for people, and we want to make it a place that people are not treated poorly. So you guys can watch the drama that's gone on over there if you want. I'm not going to make any comments. I think this is a hard kind of thing to talk about. Because we've gone through it as well, and there are no easy answers. I hope they can figure it out. That initiative Keepstar, I'll answer questions later, but that initiative Keepstar, I think, was like someone just dropped it randomly. It was like some guy's birthday or something. It wasn't like they weren't trying to get a strategic Keepstar down or something like that. So, all right, I want to talk to you guys about this. The developers of the game EVE Online, CCP, have reached out to us and they have requested our presence cordially at this mass test. Apparently, there are some big improvements going on. So, we are going to have a send everyone there. We're going to have an FC. We're going to try and make as much trouble as we can at that event. And we are going to like shit on everyone else who comes there, basically. So what I do want you guys there, this is a good, it does th yeah it doesn't matter what it's for, Baldrick. It's for audio systems. They want to test when you guys are in space. I want you guys talking about goon things in local, just mentioning that you're goons, making sure that you're throwing out the goons are here. And then the reason we want to do this is because if we help them out, this is like politics, guys. I'm gonna let you know a little secret. So we go here, we show up, we let them know that goons have really come out in force to help them test their system, which they worked hard on. That sticks around. The developers remember that. This is a good kind of thing for us to do. I've just had several meetings with our with like Kremlin, with our directors, and you know what I told them, guys? I told them stop being doomers. Stop coming in and complaining about CCP all the time. We know the problems. Everyone knows the problems. We don't need to have every discussion be about how this game is dying. If the game is dying, then it's not fun to play anymore. I'm still having fun playing Eve. I want you guys to have fun playing Eve. So like when the developers are like just or sorry, developers, when directors are sitting there talking about how CCP is terrible, the game is terrible. I'm just slamming my fist down. I don't want people to just sit there and talk crap about the game. I'm here to have fun with you. I don't really care about what CCP is doing unless it's actively hurting the game. And although there are problems, this game is still fun to play. So, what I've been telling our directors is stop being doomers, stop going out there and being Eeyores. Like, we know the problems. We can talk about the problems, but like, just stop sitting around and being so negative because it is dragging other people down. So, I know a lot of people are unhappy. Nothing wrong with being unhappy, but a lot of us are trying to have fun playing the game, and I view that as our number one job. Like, all the directors here are here so that you have fun playing this game. If you're not, that's fine, but our job is to make you have fun. So, whether you want to or not. So that is why I've been encouraging you guys, get out in space, do home defense. We'll have a lot more announcements about that next week, but getting out in space, being part of the story when it happens, is going to be a lot more fun than sitting around on comms like a bunch of old angry people talking about, back in my day, this and this was better and this was better and whatever. I've been hearing that back in my days, the game was better for as long as I've played it, which is a long time now. So that's pretty much common. But I want to, from our directors down, have a good attitude towards playing this game because I've had more fun in this game than I have in any other game I've ever played. And so I've been on a real push this week to have our guys adopt a better attitude. So yeah, if you could be at this test, they have asked us specifically to come there, and I'd like to get as many people there. If I am around, it is sort of a rough time for me because of EU time zone, but if I'm around, I will also be there. All right, Ermolan Acid Safety Fleet. Someone asked me to talk about this, and unfortunately, I didn't write down the rest of the details. Let me pull it up because we're doing some sort of Ermolan Acid Safety Fleet. And oh, it is right after the Fireside. If you have stuff in Ermolan, you want to get it out of Ermolan. Then you can go ahead and join the fleet immediately after the fireside. Frederick, you definitely can shit on our enemies. There's no one saying you can't. I'm just saying that with this one subject, Cultural Revolution, I'm wishing them the best. You guys say Ermolin? Are you crazy? All right. That is everything I wanted to talk about, and I'm going to open it up to questions now. If you got questions, throw it out there, and I will answer them as best I can. Can we shoot and/or kick ASCII? No, they're unfortunately the time has not yet come to shoot and/or kick ASCII. My favorite topping on a hot dog is ketchup. Where are the block fights? By the way, BLOC block is the Eve blocks. It looks like probably the next front of action is going to be in the north. I mean, we'll see. But I think that's the most like obvious place where fights will happen. Personally, we aren't looking to get involved in a block fight up in the north, but that is going to be probably the next area where things exciting things will happen. We just came back from a war with the block fights, but I think one thing we definitely picked up on there is that we can only push so far without a really strong objective. I think that we got really far away from home without having a great objective, and you guys weren't super excited about it, and that's on us. Like, that's on the leadership. I don't think we actually we kind of slow played that war, and we did not do a good job of telling you guys why it was important, or defining important goals. So block fights are built on a good like a good reason to fight. And the next few months, we're going to be focusing on our home defense, on getting you guys wealthy, and having fights in a smaller, more contained kind of way, which can actually be more fun. Like, that's where we're going to be trying to get you guys involved in SIGs and in squads. I've been talking about that two firesides ago, and I think it's really important. And I think that you're going to have a lot of fun doing that. And yeah, I might have a hurricane coming. I don't know if it's going to hit me or not, but if you're in Florida, you should be checking the forecasts. We need a Delve Standing Fleet, a proper one, and we need to start showing hostiles the fucking door. Yep, I totally agree with that, and tune into next week's Fireside for more details about that. We will be discussing that for sure. Someone's reading our notes. Oh, yeah, exactly. Do you have anything you want to talk about this week, Costa Check, or are we saving that for next? You got it. All right. We had any questions? Throw them in there. If I haven't answered your question, I'm either ignoring it or I haven't seen it. We need a growth strategy, more fresh blood. You know what? It's two times in a row you've said things that I've already discussed about that. We talked about with the Kremlin, a big like internal focus of mine is retention and recruitment. And at a line member level, that's not exciting to talk about on a fireside, but it is something that is really important to me is getting people in here. And so the first thing is, recruitment. That's getting people to join. That one's pretty obvious. Retention is the hard part, right? That's making sure that you guys have fun, that our volunteers, our directors, the people who are here putting their time in so that you have fun, do it in such a way that it increases your enjoyment and you like to fly with us. That's the retention. And that's something that I don't think we've focused on very well in the last, let's say, 6 years to a month. And so it's a big focus of mine. WAFA CEO? No, we don't have one. I think Atrium is in the role right now. Can we have another mid-level engagement with Fire since Horde have withdrawn just for content? So mid-level engagements are like going to be a big part of what we do over the next few months, and there is a lot of possibilities. That is why we are definitely encouraging you guys to join SIGs and squads. I'm not saying this because it makes me happy to say it. I'm saying it because there are a lot of opportunities to get out in space and shoot people. We have groups in Poshvin. We have groups all over the map right now. So if you're trying to get your space fix, that's the way to do it. And in a week, we'll be talking about stuff on the home front. We got people recruiting for Whelp Squad, for Buff's Pub. There's a lot of people out there recruiting. There's Poshvin. So there are a lot of people who can go ahead and show you the fun of this game. Also, I think my voice cracked in there. That's the problem with having like 80 hours of meetings. I talk too much. I mean, I like the sound of my own voice, but there gets to be a point where it gets to be too much. Whelp Squad is about to start whelping hacks. I don't know if that sounds good or bad, but I'm glad you guys are going to be out there and doing things. You guys, boxers or tidy whities? Boxer briefs is really the only answer to this, guys. Like, if you're wondering, if you're not into this, boxer briefs. Give it a shot. You'll thank me later. All right. I think that's probably the best comment to end the fireside on. I don't see any more questions that are super important. So, Greg, please don't ever say that sentence again. I'm so worse for having read that. My life is significantly worse. Now I am a doomer. All right, guys. Thank you so much for showing up at the meeting. Remember, we're joining six and squads, and we are getting out in space. That is like the most important thing is I am trying to get you guys to have fun in this game, because this is a very fun game. I enjoy it a lot. So I'm trying to get you guys out there, be part of where the story happens, get out into space, have fun. I'll see y'all next week.
This concludes the fireside. Unfortunately, Mixcloud does not like tracks that are as short as this recording. And so it will be followed by 30 minutes of royalty-free elevator music. You can stop listening now.